Monthly update from the city of Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County. City Administrator Brian Muir joining me on the phone live this morning. Morning, Brian. How are you today in Kemmer, Wyoming?
I'm wonderful. It's already a bright, sunshiny day.
That it is. And we might have a couple more actually coming our way. So
I can't complain about the weather this
year.
Well,
Brian, always busy and always a lot of things happening in Southern Lincoln County and the city of Kemmer. I guess I'll just open it to you. What are some of the projects that you've been involved with recently over the last few weeks and months?
Well, we actually went to, together with the county and other parties, Sweetwater County and Uinta County, together to sign an MOU to request impact funding from the Kemmer Power Station Unit Number 1, the Natrium Project. So we're everyone was in agreement for us to ask for $2.4 million in impact funding for the plant that's coming. So we got that done. Obviously, we are preparing for the winter, trying to streets, parks, and the golf course, winterizing everything, getting ready for the snowfall coming, anticipating a salt and sand delivery to our public works people, and they're chomping at the bit to go plow some snow. So
I bet they are. Let's revisit the impact funding, Brian, if we could. Remind us again what these funds will be used for and how it's distributed. Is that a big lump sum at some point? Is it over the course of several years? How does that work?
So it's actually based on there's two ways you can do this. You can do it. We call it tier one and tier two, but tier one is population based, based on your population and your budget, how much you can request, and your available housing for people to stay here and all that. And that's what we're pursuing as the city, is the population based model, and we can justify even more than the $2.4 million easily with that. But we had to all work together to split up $10 million basically of potential impact funding. So. And then I think that was, we appreciate the county and providing some leadership in that area, getting us all working together. The other way to do it is project based. And so, project based, you just have a project that has impact and you got to show it. That's what we've done in the past, but this is the first time we've purely gone to a population based model. And, then you have more flexibility, to spend how you want it. So.
Okay. So do you anticipate a lot of that money being used on infrastructure improvements to help facilitate the increases that are coming in population because of the power plant?
Yeah, that's what I anticipate. It's all up to the council once we get the approval of the funding to decide the priorities there. But some of the things that they have been looking, of course, is our roads, at trying to get impact funding for the roads, and also for our impact on our police, because we've already noticed this summer, for example, we have about 125 to 150 workers here this summer. And I think a lot of them are still here, by the way. But we've noticed an increase in call for service for our police. And so that's going to be an area that I'm sure the council will budget for. Just a matter of them making the final decision. So when that happens, so.
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the weekday wake up this morning. You mentioned the workers there. I know that construction, of course, began, but it really starts ramping up next summer, right? That's when you really should start seeing some things happen.
Even as early as March, if the weather, even as early as March is what we're told, we're going to have another wave of workers. There's some numbers that they've shown to us on their forecast of the workers. It's in the hundreds. It's going to be more than this summer. And then, as I was told previously, those folks are going to stay through the winter. I was honestly surprised this morning last night when I drove by our RV park, where we have some of those tiny home RVs, and those are full up, me and you still. And so I'm sure there's still workers here trying to get the work done before the snow flies. So things are moving, and we're excited to welcome the workers. We do have actually a lot of good things going on already in our housing. The Regency Apartments has been renovated, and on the one of the 32 units, and the second one should be done by the end of the year, and they're excited to house the new workers. They're one and two bedroom apartments that have been all updated and renovated, and modernized. And so I think in addition to that, we have on the docket on our upcoming zoning board meeting, 82 RV park, additional RV park at Foothills RV. So in manufacturing homes as well, manufactured homes. So we're, I think we're very prepared for next spring and summer, and also working, of course, on beyond that and getting some more housing for the both the temporary and the, or I'll call it the construction workforce, as well as the permanent workforce. So yeah, things are moving along.
Brian, another potential project that you had brought up previously, just want to get an update on it. You had mentioned that there was a proposal for a truck stop potentially coming to Kemmerer, a significant size truck stop on Highway 30. Any movement there? Is that still something we discussed? Where things are at?
We do have a an application submitted. We're kind of waiting for some additional information to get a complete application there and get it reviewed in a public hearing before the zoning board and all that. So we are just kind of going back and forth still, but don't have any more updates than before.
Sure.
But I do know it's on their radar or their plans for the developer of that. So.
Excellent. Well, Brian, as always, appreciate the updates. Anything we missed that's happening in Kemmerer that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I think the other thing that's interesting that's coming up, our downtown investment, our downtown continues, and it's exciting to see what's happening there. The one last city lot that's available is we've got two people that have are proposing things on that, two that are going before probably on December 9th to see about making an economic development finding so that we can start negotiating with those parties that are interested in that those lots. It's between the Second Golden Rule Store, Second Golden Rule Store, and the Grumpy's Bar there. There's some lots there. So we're excited. There's a lot of investment interest in that. Another thing in the downtown that we're excited about the potential of is we have some folks that want to start up a hockey league here, or not a league, but just a hockey group of young people, young hockey players, and perhaps we're going to have them in the downtown triangle this winter. We're talking about that and see if that's going to work out. And it'd be fun to see people ice skating down in the triangle, kind of like Rockefeller Square, I guess, instead of the Kemmerer triangle, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe that going on. Maybe we could have a chick flick movie or something based in Kemmerer.
Yeah. I like that. So the rink, the ice rink would just be set up right on the grass, right on top of the triangle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. We got to propose it a little bit to the council, of course, and how that's going to work. But we're excited that I've always wanted there to be hockey here, and I think it's a great thing for the youth in the winter to have something to do, and it's also great for the economy eventually if we could create a hockey league where people are traveling, you know, from place to place and coming here as well. So
very cool.
But that's a long term vision we're all excited about, but it's going to start small, right?
Got to start it somewhere. Small. Absolutely. That's very cool. That's Brian Muir, Kemmerer City Administrator, this morning with his monthly update on Kemmerer and Southern Lincoln County. Brian, thanks so much for your time, as always.
Yeah, have a great day.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio.